Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. While many Americans can cite the myths told about our first president, such as his non-existent wooden dentures, most don't realize George Washington suffered in his last days.
On December 9, 1799, Washington stayed in wet clothes after working on his farm in the rain. Even though he woke up with a sore throat the next day, he went back outdoors to work.
Later that evening, his sore throat kept him from reading to his wife, and by dawn, he had trouble breathing. His doctor of 40 years arrived to bleed him of a half pint.
A mixture of molasses, butter, and vinegar was used to soothe his throat, but since he couldn't swallow it, he nearly suffocated.
Then the doctor blistered his throat to balance his humors. At the time, doctors thought diseases were caused by isonomia, an imbalance of one of the four humors, yellow bile, black bile, phlegm, and blood.
None of this helped. They bled him again and gave him an enema to no effect. He was bled five times for a total of 80 ounces, which was 40% of his blood.
By then, three doctors were treating Washington, and after trying to induce vomiting without effect, he died at the age of 67.
Since then, theories explaining his death include croup, diphtheria, septic sore throat, and pneumonia. But the closest explanation came about two decades ago, acute epiglottitis, when the cartilage lid that covers the windpipe swells, blocking air, which can be fatal. Washington's last words were, "'Tis well, a man of courage to the end."
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.